Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming.
Oh, that's right, friend. 1 week away, officially 1 week away today until Christmas Day. Good Friday morning to you, this 18th day of December. It's Joey Kroll with you on the Friday edition. Normally I'm on sitting behind the mic on Thursdays for Mark and friends, but we kind of did a flip-flop, did a change of some things due to special programming this week. But hey, anytime I get to hang out with you, regardless of the day, it's always a good day. It really is. But I hope you're having a blessed week, and maybe you're kind of finalizing some plans for Christmas, finalizing those Christmas cards. We had ordered some specially made Christmas cards. You know, we do it with the whole picture of our family and all of that stuff. And, you know, the U.S. mail has been running way behind on several different things. So we were like, man, I hope we get it in time, because we may have to change those Christmas cards to New Year's cards, you know. But they came in the mail yesterday. We're going to get them out today. So looking forward to that. So as you're kind of finalizing things, let us keep you company here in this ministry here at Mark and Friends. This is a ministry of Great News Media, and connected to Great News Media is our paper called Prime Life Times. Comes out each and every month. It's a monthly paper that is informative, engaging, and positive. You can find out more by visiting primelifetimes.com. Be sure to get your December copy today. Hey, don't go too far. We're going to take a look at some great news that changed the world from Luke chapter 2 today. Stick around as we take a look at God's Word together right here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Your baby boy one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Kiss the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends. Happy Friday to you. It's Joey Kroll. And so hard to believe that a week from today, we're going to be celebrating Christmas. I don't know about you, but it just feels kind of odd just kind of saying that. I think it's just been a crazy year, and everything's just been, in a way, kind of a blur. I don't know if I'm just kind of talking out loud here. And so it's kind of really hard to believe that Christmas is literally just a week away. But you know what? A popular scripture passage this time of the year is Luke chapter 2. And we're going to be talking about the great news that changed the world. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. As you're heading over to Luke 2, 8, context here, Mary and Joseph looking for a place for Mary to have her son Jesus, and there's no room for them in the inn, and so laid him in a manger. And so we come to Luke chapter 2, verse 8. It says, in the same region there were some shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace among those whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. Friend, this is some great news that changed the world. In fact, this news was actually predicted. You know, early on in this passage in verse 4, it says that Joseph went up to Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. See, back in the 90s, there was actually a TV show. You might have remember it, might have seen it, might have watched it a few different times, called Early Edition. Remember Early Edition? It was about the adventures of a man who mysteriously received the newspaper the day before it actually was published. And he would use this knowledge to prevent terrible events each and every day. And so if there was a fire that was to take place and maybe a house burned down, he would go, since he got the paper a day ahead of time, would go to that family and warn them. I mean, it was the TV show Early Edition. Friend, did you know that God has given each and every Christian an Early Edition? the Bible, filled with so much predictions, filled with so much prophecy. Friend, it was not incidental and it was not accidental that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Because in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, it says, but you, O Bethlehem, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel. You know, how fitting that Mary's little son, that little lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, would be born in Bethlehem. Because, you know, I was reading, actually a couple of days ago, that for centuries the Jewish priests had been raising Passover lambs in Bethlehem. Yeah, look that up. Do a study on that. Those fields outside of Bethlehem, where those shepherds were in their fields, were a very special breed of sacrificial lambs that were being raised and nurtured. And those lambs might even be brought to Jerusalem and at Passover be slaughtered. Friend, it was where God's perfect lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, was born. And as we know, he was born in a stable. And how fitting that that sacrificial lamb would be born in a stable. And so what Joseph thought he was going to Bethlehem for a consensus was God moving things around according to his plan. This news that the Savior would be born in Bethlehem was predicted. It was prophesied. But also, this news was not only predicted, this news was actually good news. In verse 10, it says, the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news. Good news. I'll tell you what, not all news is good news, right? I mean, you turn on the TV today, it's almost tempting to turn it off and check yourself into a Holiday Inn Express, draw the blinds, lock the door, and hide under the bed until Jesus returns, right? I mean, but the angel said to these shepherds, I have some good news for you. Verse 11 says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. A Savior. Friend, a Savior is a person who saves someone or something from danger, one that saves from danger or destruction, a deliverer, a redeemer, a rescuer, a saver, a ransomer, a salvager. I mean, friend, man is utterly helpless and hopeless apart from the grace of God. Somebody once said, if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent an economist. But friend, our greatest need was salvation and forgiveness, and God sent a Savior. He had sent a hero. He sent a Savior to meet man's greatest need. And so this news that was presented in Luke chapter 2, this news was predicted. Was prophesied beforehand. This news was good news, but friend, this news was packed with joy. Look at again at verse 10 of Luke chapter 2. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. Of great joy. Friend, you cannot have joy without Jesus. I really do mean that. Anytime you see the word joy in the Bible, it's connected somehow, some way to the Lord. In Psalm 16:11, it says, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy. John 15:11, Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full. In Nehemiah, it says, do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Jesus said in John 16:24, until now you have asked nothing in my name, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. Whenever you study and look at the word joy in the Bible, it is always connected to the Lord, because you can't have joy apart from Jesus. For the child of God, our joy, in fact, isn't happiness. Joy is not the same as happiness. Happiness is based on circumstances. Happiness depends on what happens. But friend, if you put your trust in happiness, then you're going to be a victim of circumstance, because your happenstance will change. But you see, God never changes. True joy, dear friend, biblical joy, is in a relationship with the Lord. It's in a relationship with the Lord. Happiness is an outside job. Joy is an inside job. Happiness depends on happenings. Joy depends on Jesus. You can't have joy without Jesus. But friend, here's an interesting thing. You can be sad and still have joy. You can be sad, you can still grieve and still have joy. Did you know that? 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, we do not grieve like those who have no hope. I know people who lost loved ones. That's a sad thing. I've done some sad funerals, some hard funerals. But friend, there is a joy to know that your loved one is in the presence of Jesus. Yeah, it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing when you close the casket. It's a sad thing when you go to the funeral. And friend, there's a sadness. There's a grieving process. But friend, there is a joy on the other side of those tears. Friend, you can be sad and yet still be joy-filled. Because your joy is connected to knowing Jesus. True joy, dear friend, is in a relationship with the Lord. You can be sad and still have joy, but friend, you can't have joy without Jesus. And so this great news that changed the world was predicted news. This news was predicted. This news was good news. This news was packed with joy, and this news was for all the people. Look again, verse 10, the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. The great news of Christmas is that God's grace is sufficient, that God's grace is still greater than our sin. The most wicked, the most vile person who may have done the worst crimes unspeakable on radio can still bow their knee and call on Jesus to forgive their sins. Friend, this news is for all people. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Friend, this is good news for everybody. And this news demands a response. Look, if you would, in Luke chapter 2, verse 15, it says, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem. We heard this great news about Jesus. We heard this great news about a Savior born. And so they said, let us go and let's go seek him. And not only that, verse 17 says, when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told concerning this child. In other words, they were so filled with this hope, so filled with this joy, that they couldn't keep it to themselves. And so this Christmas season, dear friend, as we look at Luke chapter 2, the greatest news that changed the world, don't keep this story to yourself. Don't keep the wonderful truth of Christmas to yourself. Beyond the Santa Clauses, beyond the Christmas lights, beyond the Christmas trees and presents under the tree, let's not forget to share the one, that one gift that was nailed to a tree. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friend, that is great news that can change anyone's world.
Oh, come, all you unfaithful, come, weak and unstable.
So come, though you have nothing, come.
Yeah, and this is a pretty song, I'll tell you. It's a group called Sovereign Grace Music, and Oh Come, All You Unfaithful. Well, friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today on this Friday. Hey, be sure to tune in on Sunday for Sunday Worship with me, Joey Kroll. Looking forward to playing some more great Christ-centered Christmas music on Sunday morning. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.